Competition from other purseine fishing nations, notably China, has driven higher fees as much as $2 million per vessel annually. With costs like that, some U.S. vessel operators have even sold their vessels to foreign operators. I'm happy to work in Congress to move the tuna treaty forward so that U.S. fishing can have some important certainty and continue to fish the waters of these 16 nations. Further solutions are needed, including restoring access to the Marine Monument waters. That remains the Interior Department's clear recommendation. I had the opportunity not long ago to restate this, in fact, just last month, to restate this need to Vice President Pence and to the President as well. And it is my priority to get this important decision onto the President's agenda.